The Crucified Life. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. Most of Paul's epistles address a variety of issues infiltrating the early church. They addressed false teaching, doctrinal issues, legality, worldliness, another gospel. In Colossae it was Gnosticism, in Corinth it was carnality, in Galatia it was legalism. The issue identified in each letter is as pertinent today as it was in the days of Paul. And the way to avoid any false doctrine is to know the biblical truth of Scripture. The church at Galatia was being pulled back into legalism and the law by Judaizers, and Paul addressed this issue to all who'd been bewitched by this bad doctrine. Legalism is a destructive enemy of the Christian life, in opposition to God's grace. Legalism puts you back under the law and is an enemy of the crucified life in Christ. Legalism makes you comply with man-made rules and regulations that cannot be met. Legalism is the antithesis of grace, placing you back under bondage and slavery. The voice of legalism is accusational and critical and tramples the gospel of grace. The icy finger of legalism charges believers with failure to abide by unattainable rules. It adds to God's grace by charging us with its own brand of legalistic justification. Legalism is a false gospel, placing untaught believers back under condemnation. Yet there is no condemnation in Christ. We are not under law, but under grace. Law, legalism, rules and regulations are enemies of grace and need to be identified. Law is adding something, anything, to salvation, for we are saved by grace alone. Legalism is a chameleon that appears in many shapes and sizes, colours and hues. It imposes man-made requirements on the finished work of Christ. It uses personal failure to load believers with guilt, placing them back under law. It can be very slippery and subtle, exuding a false attitude of holiness or purity. But our righteousness is only from Christ, and all our richness is of him alone. Legalism often comes in denominational requirements that demand some compliance. Pray this way, act that way, attend this way, don't do this or do that. Do eat this, but don't drink that. Worship on this day. Comply with that ceremony. Follow our rules and participate in our programs, or you cannot be one of us. Comply with our ceremonies and do it our way, in order to please our God. Legalism can also be self-imposed by rules we think we should follow to please God. Some have roots in childhood indoctrination, promoting specific ways of behaviour. But the plumb line is Scripture, which alone tells us what to do and how to behave. For we are saved by grace, through faith, and not of yourself, so that you won't boast. Salvation is God's grace, by faith, and is not to do with our merit, so we can't brag. All rules and every restriction, to a greater or lesser extent, are man-imposed laws. But we have died to the law in Christ, who put the power of the law away forever. When we fall prey to any type of law, that law becomes our accuser. We know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ, and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. The law certainly showed that we were sinners in need of Christ's righteousness. When Christ died on the cross, we died with him and were released from the law. We were released from the power and the penalty of the law. We were made free simply because we believe, with no additional man-made law. The old sin nature, which can demonstrate wicked ways, was crucified with Christ. The old sin nature, which can also display religious piety, was crucified with Christ. And the new nature in Christ now lives in us. Old ways are done away with. The life of Christ has now become the power and purity in our life. His life is our life, simply because we believed, with no additional man-made laws. The key to Galatians is that because we are in Christ, we were crucified with him. Being in Christ, we are dead to the law and all its power, and yet we are alive to God. So being in Christ, we are dead to the law which originally accused us. So if we are dead to the law, why place ourselves under man-made rules? We must start to realise that the new life in Christ is complete in itself. There is no need for rules and regulations, rites and rituals, or laws that enslave us. When we believed, we were crucified with Christ and took on his life in us. When we believed, we died to the demands and rules of the law. When we believed, we were freed from the condemnation that is in the law. When we believed, we became a new creation, with Christ as our life source. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.